You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, festive season is upon us, and today we're going to be chatting about, obviously, Christmas, but also accessibility and some tips that can help make Christmas a little bit more accessible and inclusive to someone who is blind or partially sighted. And joining us now is Emmy Anstey, who will share some of the things her and her family do over the festive period. Emmy, it is, as always, lovely chatting with you.
Yeah, thanks. I'm excited to do this one.
And I know you're massively into Christmas. So what would you say is the, I guess, number one big thing you do to make it a bit more accessible? You have RP, so obviously there's a bit of limitations to your vision, but what is the number one thing you try and do around this time of the year to make it more accessible to yourself?
There's quite a few things. So one of the things I like to do is incorporate Braille. So I make Braille Christmas cards for family. And like do pictures and stuff on the front of them in Braille. So I've done one that's like a candy cane, the one that was a Christmas tree. I think the one in one year it was an angel. It's just quite a nice way to incorporate the Braille skills that I've learned into then festive things with my family, and they really appreciate it. And also think it's quite cool because it's something they haven't seen before.
And I know you can get, for example, for someone who maybe loves an advent calendar, you can get little Braille stickers. So if you already have an advent calendar, you can just put Braille numbers on it to make it easier for someone to still, you know, enjoy their advent calendar and not feel like they have to ask someone to find, you know, number 7 for them.
Yeah, because I had to do that quite a lot because I couldn't see the numbers. But yeah, they're just quite easy. You just get some stick-on labels and you just stick on either like different numbers or like a different kind of feel, kind of shape or bump on or something you can stick on each one. There's many different ways you can adapt things. Another one is actually one year my mum actually got me a Braille advent calendar. So each day it kind of you undid the flap and it was like a passage to read about some kind of charity, and it was all in Braille, so I had to read it every day.
Oh, that's lovely. A bit of practice for you as well, because I know you're trying to learn Braille. And so those are some things that you love doing, but how about your family? Do they do little things to make it a little bit more accessible to you over this period?
There is one thing that we've done a few times that might seem a bit strange, but when I use my cane, we actually we wrap tinsel around my cane so it looks like a Christmassy cane, because a couple of years I've kind of volunteered. I was an elf 2 years in a row at Santa's Grotto and when I was at school, so we just tape tinsel around it, and it just makes it a bit more a fun thing rather than just being the cane that I use all the time anyway.
That's amazing. I had no idea that you volunteered as an elf with Santa himself. That must be really exciting.
Yeah, it was quite entertaining.
How do you find the kids react to your white cane wrapped in tinsel?
Oh, it's great. I had quite a few kids and their parents say like, oh, so they could have a photo taken with the elf with the magical Christmas wand.
Oh, the magical Christmas wand. That's a new one for a white cane.
Yeah.
And is it, I guess, a little opportunity to explain that you also use it as an aid when mobility aid? Or do kids ask many questions? Because I feel like many kids just take it all in stride and they're not that fussed.
I've had one or two that have just asked kind of what it's for. But the majority just, yeah, they just kind of take it as it is.
That's brilliant. And over the holiday season, do you do like a big family dinner get together?
Yeah, we're with my family a lot. Like, we have quite a few kind of get-togethers over the holidays. I'd say, like, we're all together as a family, I'd say at least 3 or 4 times during the holidays.
Do you do any things that are quite inclusive, so you feel like you can take part in whilst you meet up, or...?
There's different games that we have. So there's one it's called, like, a present game, where you kind of have presents all wrapped up in the middle, and then if you have playing cards that are, like, given out... And then someone else calls your card, you can either take a present from the middle or steal it off other people. It gets quite competitive and quite good fun. But we managed to adapt it. So we've got Braille playing cards as part of that, so that then I could actually join in as well and not need so much help. So they're just different little things. And like, again, like at Christmas, we did names on biscuits and stuff. And I had mine done in little silver icing balls in Braille.
Oh, that's amazing. Did anyone tell you that was happening, or was it just a surprise?
No, it was just a surprise.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was a surprise until then they came and got me and was like, can you double check this to make sure we spoke your name right?
For anyone who is perhaps, you know, maybe they're going through sight loss, maybe their vision changed a little bit, what would you like to say to them when it comes to just accessibility and changing things, or as you said, adapting them so they can still feel included in their favorite traditions?
I think it's really a thing of thinking about what it is that you do tradition wise, whatever it may be. I don't know, decorate a tree or getting presents for people. I think as long as you think like, oh, how can I adapt this to make it work and still be fun and still be the same thing but different? So for example, like I said, we've got certain tree ornaments that have got different shapes to them or got a different feel, so I know which ones they are. Normally mum just lets me go loose with it and then she goes around and just changes them around anyway, because also I can't see what's on what branches. And same thing, like someone gives me a present, sometimes, you know, I use my phone to take a photo and zoom in to see what it is, or someone's got on a different pen to write in a card so that I can actually see what they've written. So they're all different, very simple things, but they just make it easier.
And I guess if you think about these things in advance, you can maybe prepare a little bit ahead so you can still feel included once Christmas rolls around and you don't feel like you're left out.
Yeah.
And finally, what would be your favorite, absolutely favorite tradition over Christmas?
That is a very tough question. I'd probably say Christmas Eve, because it's just fun, because we have all the family around just throughout the day, and we're just it's very relaxed, very just kind of chatting with everyone. And then the evening, we all get together and we watch our favourite Christmas film.
And what is that?
My favourite is The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Ah, classic. That's lovely.
Yeah. It's just one of my ones that I find very funny. And the songs are quite good, in my opinion. So, yeah. So it's just a bit more chill than actual kind of Christmas Day. So I think I prefer that.
Well, Emmy, as always, thank you so much for chatting with us. And of course, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.